Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Link Local Network Report Show. Link locally, connect globally. I'm Mike Bowler with the Link Local Network, and I'm joined today by Marie Lazara, the group manager of Link Local Schaumburg Group, also the manager of that site. Marie, we're going to be talking with you a little bit. We're broadcasting from the hands-on suburban Chicago in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and we're pleased to announce once again the collaboration they have with us, the Link Local Network. We're going to be creating some customized local web pages to distribute news, information, and content on targeted geographic and topical areas. And the idea behind the collaboration stems from Hands-On Suburban Chicago mission to support their community partners, the more than 180 nonprofits, schools, and organizations in the 45 core Chicagoland communities. That's a lot of communities, Marie. They serve that many. So in addition to recruiting and referring thousands of volunteers annually to these organizations, Hands-On Suburban Chicago strives to support the missions and programs of its community partners. So they have limited by a small staff. They turn to the Link Local Network and social media as a means to not only bolster its efforts, but also to engage businesses, government agencies, and individuals in this initiative. For over 40 years, Hands-On Suburban Chicago has been uniting the community offline. Hopefully this new collaboration with Link Local Network will bring the events online. So Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you are. So tell us a little bit about Link Local Schaumburg. You know?
Link Local Schaumburg presents local news about businesses, non-for-profits, events within the Schaumburg area, as well as other suburban, other surrounding communities.
Yeah.
And what I do is I try to find some information that would be interested to our readers.
Yeah.
And put it up on the website.
So you're managing the site also, correct?
Yes.
So if anybody has any complaints, the person they want to contact is Marie Lazara. You know, Marie, we want to remind listeners that coming up there's some events we want to talk about. And on Tuesday, December 4th, we're going to have our Caffeinated Connections. It's a monthly event on the first Tuesday. It'll be held at Schaumburg Bank and Trust. We want to thank Sue Resmer Socia again for hosting us all this time. And her successor, Anibel Negron, we're looking forward to working with him. As a matter of fact, our guest author is going to be Jean McDonald. And she just released her first book, Get Up, Get Dressed, and Get At. Help people get unstuck from their usual routines and take their businesses to the next level. Are you going to be there?
I will try to come.
All right. We also want to thank Christine Welch at Coffee Cake Connection. She'll be there, and she'll provide us some great samples and give away some awesome coffee cake. Also, next Wednesday, Brown Bag Schaumburg, hosted by Bruce Bettard and the Bettard Mortgage Team, 10 North Martingale. It's going to occur from 11:45 to 1:15, roughly. And we always look forward to Bruce. He does a great job, and we thank him for hosting us. So we also have a new event coming up. You want to share that with us, Marie, or not yet?
I don't think I have information on that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're proud, Link Local Network's proud to introduce Brown Bag DuPage. It's going to be a monthly event. It's the second Tuesday of every month. It's going to be held from 11:45 to 1:15. It's going to be held at Penn Global Marketing. That's 1401 Branding Avenue, suite number 241 at Downers Grove. Again, that's Penn Global Marketing, 1401 Branding Avenue, suite 241, Downers Grove. All right, Marie, let's get going, huh? We're delighted to introduce our guest today, and we're excited about having her, and that's Beth Lai. Beth's been a nonprofit professional for the past 9 years. For the past five of those, she's been with the WINGS program in Chicago's suburbs. WINGS mission is to end domestic violence and homelessness, one family at a time. Beth's the manager of the volunteer program, where she makes connections between the WINGS employees and the 250 people who are part of the organization as volunteers. Previously, she taught English to adults in Chicago, Africa, and Japan. She has a master's degree in education from DePaul University. WINGS helps with homeless and abused children and women by offering integrated services that meet their needs for shelter, education, guidance, and support. They provide safe, secure living environments through transitional housing and emergency shelter in residential neighborhoods that allow women to go to school, work, and achieve financial and emotional independence. I think WINGS is a 501c3 publicly supported nonprofit organization also. And as a matter of fact, Wings is affiliated or one of the customers of Hands-On Suburban Chicago, aren't they?
Yes, they're one of our wonderful partners out in the community. They do great things.
Partners, thanks. I forgot to introduce Chris Smith, the COO of Hands-On Suburban Chicago. I should just turn it over to the girls. I'm sure to be a lot more interesting. So, Beth, welcome to the show today. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right, great. What can you tell us about Wings?
Wings is a fantastic organization. I've had the great privilege of being with them for about 5 years now. Like I said, like you mentioned, my role has been, I've had the great privilege of managing the volunteer program, which is the best thing to do there because I get to dabble my fingers in a little bit of everything, a little bit from our direct programs. I get to meet the women we help and the kids that we help. I get to be involved with our special events and our fundraising. I get to do a little bit of everything. And I love it. So I'm excited to be here to tell you more about it today.
Yeah.
When did Wings start?
Wings started over 25 years ago. We're pushing actually about 30 years, getting close to that. I think it was 1985. But you may be surprised to hear we're most well known now for our work in the field of domestic violence. We actually were not, we were kind of accidental comers to the issue of domestic violence. We were started originally as a program to help people who are homeless. And we did that primarily for a number of years until finally our caseworkers got together and said, you know, we help people in this area who are homeless, mostly women and children. The women who are coming to this program as homeless, in need of help for being homeless, are here, almost always have had some sort of domestic violence in their past. That's why they're homeless. And it was this humongous light bulb moment for us because we realized for women, homelessness and domestic violence so often go together. That's not something you usually think about. Usually you don't think of the two words in the same sentence. And so it was this huge eye-opening moment for us. And we said, we realize that there are people in our community in the Northwest suburban area who are making the decision, do I stay in an abusive relationship or do I leave where I'm going to face homelessness? And we said, that's not a fair choice for anyone ever to make. And so at that point we adopted, we changed our mission. We said we are going to end domestic violence and homelessness one family at a time. And that's what we've been doing ever since.
How many families do you serve?
We have two main parts of our program. We have a domestic violence safe house, which is an emergency shelter. People can come, women and their children can come fleeing immediate abuse. And we have the capacity for 45 beds, so whatever combination of 45 women and children that is at a time. We also have a next step program, a two-year transitional program, to give these families the time, the support, the resources they need to become self-sufficient. And we have four shared homes that can fit, depending on the size, about two to four families. And then we have 20 apartments that fit one family each. So that's roughly, 30 families or so, kind of depending on the time. And the transitional program, in addition to 45 beds at the safe house.
Wow. It's kind of hard to believe that there could be that much capacity here in terms of the beds and that many families that might be in need of these kind of services, isn't it?
Isn't it? You would be surprised. I think domestic violence has been so powerful because of the silence around it. It's just very, very recently that people have begun talking about this. It will surprise you to know that one in four women over the course of their lifetime will experience domestic violence. One in four. Which means we all know many people at this current point in our lives that are going through this and feel shamed from speaking up from it, which is just, it's shameful to us as a society that we still are blaming the victim and not getting more help out to people.
One in four.
One in four.
Is there, it's kind of a, I don't know, odd question, but I'm curious, is there a certain time of year that there's more, I don't know.
More stuff.
Yeah, more stuff going on. Does that have to do anything with weather
little,
or holidays, since the holiday season's coming
yeah.
up? Is there a big
a
correlation?
A little bit. This is a little more anecdotal. It kind of changes every so often. It seems like right before the holidays, we get fewer calls for services right before the holidays. Right afterwards, we'll get more. We find that with the school year, too. We think it's because a lot of times people are like, well, we'll finish out the school year. We'll do everything we can to keep it together, to keep a normal, finish the school year out, and then right after that, we'll get a higher number of volume of calls for requests for help. Those would be the biggest times, probably.
I'm wondering, has the economic climate exasperated the situation?
Yes. and this is a national figure, but in times of economic, you know, in difficult economic times nationally, domestic violence goes up. Divorces tend to go down because people can't afford to live separately or can't afford to file, which means people are living together but perhaps shouldn't, which means the incidence of violence often can go up, which, of course, is what happens. So the need for agencies just as ours increases at a time that there's less resources and less support, you know, from local places to provide. But we've been so fortunate. We have such a great community here. Through the last, you know, number of years that have been difficult for everyone, we've been able to keep our doors open and continue to provide services and do the best we can, thanks to the help of our great community and to from Hands On Suburban Chicago and some of our other great supporters and friends here.
Wow. Is Wings just located here in Northwest Suburban Chicago?
I should say for now.
For now.
There's actually, there's national organizations for a lot of different causes. For whatever reason, if there's not one that is really a nationwide program for domestic violence that specifically is focused on that issue, we have we would love to step into that role and provide more services more than just in our immediate area. And I think we have a great board, and I know that they're looking forward to that in the future, so we'll see.
Like all non-for-profits, you obviously depend a lot about on your volunteers. So what are some of the roles that volunteers can do for Wings?
I am so proud of the volunteer program that we have. We have a paid staff of just under, or right around 50, I should say. We have a volunteer staff of about 250, and that is regular volunteers, people who come once a week for about, you know, on average, I would say once a week for about 4 hours at a time. We have many more in addition to that who come once a week or once a year for a one-time thing. We have people who are volunteering in every single aspect of our organization. We have three retail stores that provide a large financial support for our program, and we have a large volunteer program in each of those places. At our domestic violence safe house, we have a team of about 15 volunteers who do the crisis line intake. So when someone calls our crisis line, often is somebody who's volunteering who answers that call. At the safe house as well, we have kids programs in the evenings. We have people who are volunteering who help the kids provide activities and fun and nurturing and attention to all the kids who are there. We have a career services program in all of our program, which is great, and it's something that could only be done with a volunteer program because we have people who are retired HR managers, HR directors, people who are career services coaches. We even have somebody who has a PhD in the field of organizational development providing career services and counseling to the ladies who are starting their career off at the beginning many of the times, and that's something a social service agency just couldn't do the same way these professionals are doing it, and it's really exciting. Really, everything that we do, there's at least somebody who's volunteering who does it with us.
So it could be somebody who's a cashier at your retail store or somebody that's giving advice. You know, for the crisis, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? The
crisis line, we have a 24-hour crisis line, and this is how people, if somebody is in a situation where they're being abused and they need help, they can call the 24-hour crisis line to get that help.
Do volunteers get training for that?
Yes, there is. We provide a 40-hour domestic violence training for anyone who does anything at the safe house, where you learn the basics of, not the basics. You learn a lot about domestic violence and what it looks like and how to help people who are in a situation like that. And then we train them, of course, on the different programs we have on the different situations people are calling in. This situation and how to respond to them.
What's the number of the crisis hotline? I mean, we've talked about it a couple of different times. You know, just we'll get a plug in at least once for it and get another one in. But in the meantime, are all your calls from the Northwest Chicago area? I mean, do you field calls from the entire Chicago metro area or across the country or what?
We do. Anyone from anywhere can call the number. We get calls from all over the country. We'll accept clients from anywhere. Anyone who can get there can come. There's no geographic restriction on who can or cannot become a client. primarily our clients come from the Northwest suburban area. We do get clients from the city fairly regularly, or other parts of Illinois fairly regularly. It's, of course, more rare to get someone from further away, but we have had that sometimes too.
Now, you wanted to talk about the resale stores.
I would love to tell you about the resale stores.
What do you guys sell, and where are they located?
The resale stores are such a fantastic part of our program. First of all, they provide a steady and consistent source of funding so that we're able to do all this great work in the community without being heavily dependent on some, you know, on a government agency or a, you know, one particular donor or anything like that. We can rely on the community itself in order to be part of providing these services. So we do that by, we have three resale stores. We have one in Niles, we have one in Palatine, and we have one in Schaumburg. They've turned out to be the absolute perfect fundraiser for us because in addition to providing financial support for our program, we accept donations of things. And the people who come to our program so often, as they rebuild their life, are in need of things. So as women are going through our program, as the kids are going through the program, one of them perhaps will need a suit for an interview. One of them will need a toaster, you know, or furniture for her new apartment. One of them will need this, that, or the other. Rather than having to secure those items from other sources, we give them a voucher for our resale stores. That way they can go pick out the interview suit that actually looks good on them rather than the one we just happen to have in the closet, right? And so it's in addition to our to supporting us financially, it's a way of providing items for the people in our program. So we have three. We accept donations 7 days a week for clothing, men's, women's, children's clothing, shoes, household items. I actually have most of the stuff from my house these days comes from the store. Like I said, we have a great troop of volunteers who are incredibly skilled at what they do. We take a lot of pride in our stores and try to make them, I guess, upscale resale. And so we spend a lot of care in sorting them out and putting only the best stuff on the shelf. So you feel a little bit like you're a boutique when you're in there, but you're still getting really great discount prices. At one of our stores in Niles, we're fortunate to have somebody who's volunteering who has retired from a great career in publishing. So, of course, he manages the book section. And he goes through two or three times a week, I think, and makes sure that the best stuff is on the shelf, that it's arranged in a way that makes sense, that it looks like you're kind of at a little, you know, mini Borders almost. And so it's a great, if you're lucky enough to be in there when he's there, you can sit down and have a cup of coffee with him and talk books too. So it's a great shopping environment for ridiculously inexpensive prices, and you're doing it for good. So.
And how much of the money goes back into Wings?
Well, it's the way it's set up. It's part of our program. So every dollar of profit goes back directly to the program. Yeah.
So people can feel good about purchasing something and knowing that the money is going back towards
the
organization.
And it's part of the same. It's the same organization. I mean, all of us are accustomed to seeing some, you know, it's not like it's a for-profit business where they take a portion of their sales that goes to the program. Every single dollar that's not, you know, that doesn't go to paying the lights or, you know, that doesn't go to covering expenses for the actual store goes directly back into the program.
Right. Anybody can shop at this place too, right? It's open to the public.
It's open to the public. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. Most days I'm just head-to-toe resale with often named brands. I think we have a great resale director, too, who started taking pictures of all of us, who are our little resale store Barbie dolls. And so you can go online and see some pictures of us, too, and you would have no idea. So we look great on a dime. So you can all use these days, right?
Sure.
Right, absolutely. I've kind of... These things are in Schaumburg. You said, where else are they?
We have one in Schaumburg that's on Golf, near the intersection of Golf and Higgins. That's our biggest one. It has a lot of furniture.
What's the name of the outside, or is there a name of the
outside? Wings. It's Wings Retail. Uh-huh.
Wings Retail.
Wings Retail. There's one in Palatine, which is on Rand and Dundee. That one has great clothes. That one.
Why is that where you... that's where you go. It's the closest.
Schaumburg for furniture. Well, they all have all of this, but yeah, this is my personal pick, right?
Okay.
that's Rand and Dundee, and there's a shopping center there near the Whole Foods, and there's a Walmart there, Half Price Books, and then there's another one in Niles on Golf Road near Golf and Milwaukee near the Toys R Us there. And that's the one with the book section. If you like books, go ask for Steve. He's there a couple of days a week. They have great houseware section, too, and a great boutique section. They sort out all the name brand stuff and put it in different sections, so if you're in a hurry, you can just run and get all the name brand stuff and be on your way.
Well, these are great tips for holiday shoppers, but you do have some events coming up, and if you could briefly tell our listeners about those.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of events coming up. It's getting near the holidays. I was just at our brand new holiday site, which we will start referring to as the North Pole, as a distribution center of the North Pole. we have a big holiday gift program where we will get gifts donated for all of the women and children in our program. We'll take them to a site, and through the help of volunteers, we will sort them, wrap them, make our list, check it twice, do all of that stuff, and make sure the families in our program have the opportunity to have a great holiday season as well. So if you're interested, if anyone's interested in joining us, either by coming and pretending to be an elf for a day of wrapping or sorting or donating, please give us a call, and we'd love to get you involved with that. We also have a handful of fundraising events coming up. One that I'm really excited about will be in January. It will be Saturday, January 26th, and it's called A Night to Remember. This is a fundraiser that was actually started a number of years ago by a family not connected necessarily with Wings. It was called A Night for Renee, and it was set up for a family who lost a sister, a mother, a friend to domestic violence, and they set it up for her family. And so since then, they've used the proceeds to support Wings. And we fairly recently have really taken it over and then now expanded it. And we were calling it a night to remember because it's a night to remember everyone who's been through this horrible experience, and to celebrate the people who have gotten out of it and changed their life because of it, and everyone that's been involved in helping them, since it's never just a one person sort of a thing. So we're gonna get together. We have it's a dinner and I think a full bar, actually, for just $40, which is worth it to go just for that, I think.
And where's it at? Where's the location?
It'll be at the Donald E. Stevens Ballroom in Rosemont this year.
That's a big place.
It is. So come and bring, well, I mean, come on, for a full dinner and an open bar for $40, I mean, you got to have a lot of room.
Well, what's the date on that?
That is January 26th.
Okay.
So come and enjoy. It's going to be, I should say, $40 in advance. It'll be $50 at the door. But they're doing some really great raffles this year. So you're going to want to buy your ticket early anyway so that you can get into some of these raffles.
Where do they go to buy the ticket?
They can go on our website, which is www.wingsprogram.com. You can do it that way. If you prefer a phone call, you can find our phone number on the website as well and give us a call, and we'll be delighted to speak with you.
Well, maybe we can give listeners the phone number. It's 847-519-7820.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then you said you had an event in February?
We do. It's actually in the first weekend of March, the first Sunday in March, we have our resale fashion show. So we were just talking about resale and how fun it is to have great stuff for cheap. Somebody who's a volunteer with our program, has been a great volunteer for quite some time, had the idea. We have all of this great stuff at resale, and nobody realizes what great stuff you have at resale, so why don't we have a fashion show? We'll show everyone all the great stuff we have. So we have been doing this. This will be our fifth year, and we have a fashion show to display all of the fantastic stuff that we get at resale, new stuff with tags on it, name brand stuff. We have, quote-unquote, real people of all sizes, colors, ages. Come through, display all of this stuff. It's a luncheon. It is just absolutely a hoot. The MC still is this wonderful woman who started off as a volunteer with us. She's still a volunteer. She's an actress by trade, and she has a personality the size of this room, and she just makes the whole experience so much fun. You absolutely don't want to miss it.
And where is the location of this event?
That one, we've changed the locations a couple of times this year. That one will be at the Meadows Club this year in Rolling Meadows. right off of Gulf Road.
Okay. Do you have a specific date in March?
That is the first Sunday in March. That's March 3rd.
Okay. And what's the time on that?
That it's like a luncheon. It'll be 10:30 to 2. What we usually do, too, is set up a little boutique from the resale stores. Bring it with us so you can have a little resale store shopping experience extravaganza while you're there. Go have lunch, have some fantastic entertainment, and leave having had a fantastic weekend in of itself.
Yeah. Earlier you mentioned a holiday site. Now, is that a location or something? So I think you mentioned if I wanted to be an elf, do I got to get my own outfit? And then where do I go for that?
Resale store. So you get your elf outfit at the resale store. No, I'm just kidding. We have this Christmas program, or this holiday gift program that we do is really big, and we are fortunate enough to have on our volunteer team a fantastic woman by the name of Janine, who is in the management at Colliers International. And she's on our planning committee for this, and she, through the generosity of her company, has secured this donated warehouse for us in Rolling Meadows.
Donated warehouse.
Colony is the owner of this building.
Okay.
The commercial real estate organization. They own the building. It's vacant right now. They're donating it to us for the next couple of months so that we can turn it into the North Pole, and so we can accept all these donations, source them, get them to the right families in time for the big day.
Is that going to be opened? If people come in there and bring their children? I mean, is...
Well, you wouldn't want to bring your kids because then you'd find out that you know who is you know what. But you can certainly come by, bring donations. I suggest making an appointment just to make sure that we're there. Somebody interested in that could certainly contact me through the phone number of the website that we mentioned before.
Give us that phone number again.
Yeah. You have it as 847-519-7820.
If you want to get me, you can do extension 216. You can also email me, blye@wingsprogram.com.
What kinds of donations are you asking the public to bring?
Well, we have a couple of different options. Our greatest need for items is items that will go to stock our food pantry for the rest of the year. It's one of those things, it's fun to give during the holidays. We get almost all of the donations to stock our food pantry during this time of year, which is a double-edged sword. We're so grateful that people are willing to donate this time of the year, and it has to last us almost throughout the rest of the next. So our biggest thing that we're looking for is food pantry items for canned food, non-perishables, you know, just the regular basic household items, paper towels, toilet paper, trash bags, cleaning stuff,
yeah,
you know, all that
stuff. Things we take for granted.
Definitely. All that stuff we take for granted. That would be what we prefer. We have a wish list on the website. You can look at that. Other than that, all the kids in our program, starting in September, if you can believe it, we have them write a little letter to Santa, asking Santa what they want for the year. We match that up with donors, and then we have specific people we match people and donors up and get those donated.
All right, Beth, we're going to have to cut it off, though. We're running out of time, although we can listen to this for another half hour at least. So, Wings is 24-hour helpline, 847-221-5680. Is that correct? And they can reach you at blye@wingsprogram.com. The website's www.wingsprogram.com. Will you come back and talk to us after some of these events and see how it went?
I would love to.
Give us an update.
Absolutely.
All right, or maybe you can give us a call. And we'll find out about that. All right, so thanks for being on.
My pleasure. Thank
all right.
you.
Hey, Marie, how about that, huh?
Yep, we wrapped it up in a half hour.
Well, it's good. What a good guest, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we got to get
all the girls.
We got to get a quick shout out. But I'm surrounded. To a couple of our sponsors, though, as we get time here. Engaging Speakers, engagingspeakers.com. Speak your way to more business. Also, Mediavine Marketing, simplified consulting, training, and management. That's www.mediavinemarketing.com. We also want to thank Coffee Cake Connections, making delicious coffee cake and real buttermilk coffee cakes with 7 core ingredients and no preservatives. So we're almost out of time, Marie. You're going to be stuck with me for a couple of weeks or what?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing that.
Excellent. You know, it would be nice to have somebody in it besides Fred. It'll be fun. So, you know, we got to get going here. For a complete listing of events, dates, times, sign up for the events, as well as previous radio shows, and video releases. We're releasing a lot of them now. You've got to check out our website at linkedlocalnetwork.com. We welcome all the listening audience to contact our program. We're constantly looking for ways to improve. It's Mike Bowler with Marie Lazara for the Link Local Network Report. Thanks for listening in. Hope you can join us Thursdays at 3 p.m. for the next Link Local Report. Link locally, connect globally.